Capitol Hill is often compared to a small town. It has, for instance, its own police force and subway. Because of its function, the people who work there often get a level of attention and protection many of us would not expect. So what can other Americans anticipate if a biological threat appears in their town? How will the public health system protect them? Author Laurie Garrett has written extensively about public health crises. She defines public health as a trust, an understanding that the government will ensure clean air and water, safe food, and decent medical treatment. The ongoing anthrax scare, Garrett says, is testing the limits of America's public health system.
The key problem for public health in this climate, this bizarre, panic-driven climate, is number one, separating fact from fiction in terms of each and every incident and phone call, and number two, trying to pace themselves so that their departments are not stretched so thinly that other vitally important public health programs go overlooked and begin to fall apart. And this is proving very, very difficult. We have, as a nation, been cutting our public health infrastructure and reducing our laboratory capacities and reducing the personnel and underpaying them so that we've been attracting less and less qualified personnel. These departments were already in trouble long before there was anthrax.
Well, cities and towns and states, I guess, do have some kind of plans in place for natural disasters. I mean, we've had to deal with hurricanes and earthquakes and floods. Do any of those things serve as models for public health?
In the context of a biological release, it's a whole different ball game. In natural disasters, if you're talking, for example, of an earthquake, amongst your first responders, in addition to hospitals and so on, will be the police, the fire department, emergency personnel that are just trying to get to the spot and pull people out of collapsed buildings and so on. But in an epidemic, we won't know when it started. You're going to see it days later as cases begin to filter into emergency rooms. And the question is, does your public health system have enough surveillance capacity in place, enough people who just monitor trends in the hospitals and are 24/7 on the telephones, that they can spot a sudden uptick in, say, respiratory illnesses or high fevers or just vague symptoms that might indicate that something fishy is going on in the community? The whole key is, how rapidly do they recognize, oops, tularemia is in Omaha. Oops, brucellosis is in San Francisco. Oops, plague is in Boston. Can they get the right antibiotics on the ground fast, or the right vaccines if they exist? Can they identify and quarantine those patients, bring that epidemic under control?
Well, does anybody in the country, any city, any locale, have a good system in place?
The strongest system is that of New York City. And look at what we're going through right now. New York City was already in gear the moment the Twin Towers were hit. The city health department had to evacuate from its buildings that were nearby and set up an emergency command post. They managed to do that in a matter of hours. And from that post, they decided on key symptoms to watch for in order to monitor whether there were any interesting trends going on in the community that might indicate someone was releasing microorganisms. And those symptom analyses, they immediately delineated clearly, let every emergency room in the city know what they were looking for, created key sentinel hospitals, I believe more than 30 of them, and put an officer from the health department, and later joined by an officer from the Centers for Disease Control, the federal facility, in each one of these hospitals to start monitoring. Now, that's spectacular, but look at how we've been side-angled by these envelopes delivered through the U.S. Postal Service that have anthrax in them. It has forced our entire emergency response capacity to mobilize. It has stretched our time, budget, and personnel to the limit. Nobody even can guess how much in debt our city health department now is. They just simply have to keep reacting, knowing there's no budget to cover the costs. We need to mobilize and consider what resources we've not even tapped into yet that might be able to offer yet another layer of protection and another layer of vigilance on behalf of the American people.
Laurie Garrett is a national correspondent for Newsday. Her latest book is Betrayal of Trust: The Collapse of Global Public Health. Thank you, Laurie Garrett.
Thank you.